We have only just begun our 40 days of Lent, and in the Gospel today we hear about Jesus 40 days in the desert, his Lent, eating and drinking nothing. And Jesus was imitating what Moses did on top of Mount Sinai before he received the Ten Commandments. 1,100 years before Jesus lived, Moses was leading Israel through the desert. Over 1 million people followed him out of slavery in Egypt toward freedom in the Promised Land. And Moses fasted and prayed, eating and drinking nothing for 40 days and nights while he waited to receive God's law, which he would give to God's people to show them the way to be free rather than to be held captive by their sins. Moses spent 40 days on Sinai. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert. Every time we experience 40 in the scripture as a unit of time, it suggests something: a time of testing, a time of trusting in God, and a time of preparation for something very important. That's why Israel was kept in that desert for 40 years, because they failed to trust in God and their faith was tested many times during that arduous journey. We can think of Jonah. He spent 40 hours in the belly of the whale after he tried to kill himself by jumping in the sea because he did not want to do God's will. But when the 40 hours in the whale were up, he was delivered, not to Tarshish where Jonah wanted to go, but to the shores of Nineveh where God told him to go. And then he had 40 days to convince them to repent of their sins to stave off destruction. We see this theme again and again: 40, a time of testing, trusting, and preparation. And that's what Lent is meant to be for us, to test ourselves, whether we can overcome vice and replace it with virtue, withstand our temptations, and not always give in, learning to trust in God that he provides for our needs. And not everything we want is a need, and not everything that we want is good for us. And also a time for all of us to prepare. For what? For the coming of Christ, for Holy Week, for our ability to participate fully in Jesus' passion, as if we were the ones that nailed him to that cross with our own hand because of our sins. And so we have to learn from Jesus, who came from heaven to earth on a mission of mercy to seek and to save the lost, sinners like me and you. And before Jesus ever worked a miracle, he was led by the same Spirit that had just descended upon him at his baptism out into the desert for this specific purpose, to be tempted, because he's like us in all things but sin. Jesus never gave in, but the devil didn't make it easy. But Jesus understood something that we all too often forget, that Satan is a prince of lies. He promises things that are not his to give. He promises us happiness, but usually he will only deliver on despair, making us hate ourselves, hate other people, sometimes even hate and doubt God himself. But Jesus shows us a better way, and that is to trust in the Lord at all times, because as St. Paul said to the Romans, whoever calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. And so let us follow Jesus into the desert willingly. We go there so that he can teach us how to resist, that we can use the Lenten disciplines of prayer, penance, fasting, almsgiving, service, sacrifice, and self-denial, so that we can learn the difference between what we can live without and what we can't live without. We can't actually live without sin, but we wouldn't even exist without God, and therefore we can't live without God, and why should we even want to try? Satan failed miserably. Out there in the desert, he was put on notice that he had met his match. He was going to lose the war because Jesus had come armed for battle in order to set us free. And Jesus would give his life in order to achieve that purpose. And once Satan departed there, Luke tells us he departed for a time. He'll be back again. This is the fourth chapter of Luke. We will see Satan again in chapter 22 of Luke, verse 3, when it says, Satan entered into Judas. He thought that was going to be his greatest assault, that he could infiltrate Jesus' ranks and bring him down. Little did Satan know that by participating in putting Jesus on the cross, he was putting his own reign to an end, because Jesus' darkest hour would in fact be the hour of his great triumph and ours as well. So this Lent, my friends, let us wage battle. Let us resist these temptations, because we know and believe that Jesus has already won the war.